everybody. It is Chris Marshall of the Payne Street Team, brought to you by Payne Auto Group Valleywide and PayneAutoGroup.com. And it's time for another edition of Payne Auto Talk. In this edition of Payne Auto Talk, episode 48, we sit down once again with Mr. Tony Flores, the former general manager of Payne Edinburgh Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Tony is keeping it all Mopar because he is now the new head honcho big cheese guy in the tallest hog of the trough at Ed Payne Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram right there in Weslaco, Texas. The original Mid-Valley Mopar stop. Oh, yeah. So it's still some of the same crew. Tony's got some of his crew he brought in, and guess what? They've gone through, and the shop is rocking and a-rolling, and you're about to find out why. We're going to talk about stuff with the big block V8s going away. Oh, yeah, Challenger and Charger. Also, new things with Jeep. Oh, yeah, they got some cool stuff going on. And also, we'll talk about Ram a little bit and what's going on with commercial and fleet. Oh, yeah, there's some cool upfits and options with commercial and fleet, but we're going to get into that, plus a cool musical tribute to one of my favorite pop rock bands from the 1980s. Oh, yeah. So let's get after it with Mr. Tony Flores here on Payne Auto Talk. Alrighty, and here we are. This is take two of Payne Auto Talk with Mr. Tony Flores, the new general manager of Ed Payne Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Good afternoon, sir.
Buenas tardes. Good afternoon, Chris.
Yes, you are a busy man.
Oh, yeah. We've been busy, man.
I tell you what, it's the same, but everybody has a spring in their step here.
We took control of the store like 2 months ago,
mm-hmm.
and we've been working really hard with our employee staff. We're coming out with different programs and mainly just making things easier for everybody, being more clear on directions and, you know, addressing the employees in a better way, in a more modern way of doing things. And I think we're progressing. The story is going on the right direction, I think.
Yeah, it seems a little bit streamlined around here.
Yeah, we decided to reorganize our parking lot. As you can see now, yeah. You can clearly see where all the vehicles are at. We group them together, and we're gonna offer the same programs that we are already offering, the same programs that we offer in Edinburgh. And Payne Edinburgh had a great success on bringing the lease to the valley.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the 4xe hybrid Jeeps, that was a big thing going on. I know they still got some great programs going on with Jeep.
Yes. And we now are uniform, or both stores work as one.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we're doing it is because now we became the biggest Jeep franchise inventory in South Texas.
Oh, man.
So pretty much if you're looking for a Jeep, any of the Jeep brands, products, I'm sorry, we definitely are going to have it. And we're not only going to have one of them. We're probably going to have five or six different ones.
Oh, man.
And you know what the Jeep brand is about. You know, oh, yeah. The different colors. And
yeah, it's just like, you know, the Skittles with the muscle cars.
Skittles. There you go. That's what I call them. And now you can find selection, colors, trims. You know, we're Jeep guys. Ever since I was in Edinburgh, we all of us were very big Jeep guys and Ram guys, but I think that was something that was missing here in Weslaco. Mm-hmm. So we're enforcing our inventory. Coming with the new colors. We were talking earlier about, I'm so excited about those. They call it the Wrangler Tuscadero Edition, right?
Okay.
It's a pink Jeep, Chris.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
A pink. It's pink. He's so pink as pink can be.
Flamingo pink.
Yes. And that particular vehicle is only made once a year.
Okay. Oh, it's a seasonal thing.
It's a seasonal thing. That color is only available one time through the whole year. Last year, this store didn't get any cars. Edinburgh, we got a couple there, like three. For this year, we got smart. We order early, so I'm going to get four. I'm going to have three in Edinburgh. Their Rubicons, their Saharas, and their Willys.
Oh, it's different trim levels.
Different trim levels, different pricing. So there's one for everybody, right? Rubicons start at 64. The Saharas, they're going to start about 55. And Willys, they're going to be about 52, 53.
Nice.
And, you know, most of the ladies love those colors. Yeah. And they don't last any longer, man. So we are already taking deposits because we're only going to get four. They're already being confirmed. They're already on what we call on schedule.
Yep.
They're going to get built. Once they go to schedule, they're going to get built. So we probably going to see them here like in a month and a half, they'll be here.
Nice.
And I have another great, exciting news to tell you.
Okay, what do you got? What do you got?
The Gladiators 2024. They just came out with a program, and I can get you payments at $599 on a lease. On 2024 Jeep Gladiator.
Wow.
It's a great price. I mean, it's a sport model.
Yeah, but it's upgraded too. It has a new big screen in it.
Yeah, you know. And, you're the one that knows the most about it. No, what's new. The front fascia is different.
Yeah, that's right. The front is different, but still all the same Jeep performance and everything.
The whole dashboard radio is the same screen, right?
Yeah, it goes all across. It's like over 12 inches of screen.
Yeah, that trim on the upper, it's not a base model.
No.
I mean, they put in more equipment than any other time before. Like, they actually sending them loaded. And those Gladiators, they go anywhere from 48 to 51,000. It's a very affordable Gladiator, $599 a month. You know, all you got to do is give the first payment down. Mm-hmm. If you want to even lower it more, you can put a couple of grand down. Mm-hmm. We can probably carry that to $550 or $499, depending on how much money you give down. There is a very accessible payment for somebody who can get a $500 Gladiator right now.
No joke. Oh, and also through their business, right?
We continue to do the business link. Actually, here in Westlake was very, very advanced. They have a ton of different vehicles, and that's another point. I'm glad you mentioned it, Chris. We have the commercial vehicles.
That's right.
We got anything from plumber trucks to bucket trucks for electricians or cargo vans, or we even making refrigerator units that freeze. We had a deal with Thermo King. I know everybody that is in the restaurant business.
That's a big name.
They know the name, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we recently had a meeting with them. We ironed a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the same boat. He's got customers looking for the van, and we got customers looking for the equipment.
Oh, man.
So we kind of put it together, right? And, you know, anybody that he gets that is looking for a van to install the equipment, what we're going to do for those particular clients, we're going to preload. They're already building one.
Oh, man.
We're going to have one here on location.
So they don't have to wait. They can come see a demo of it.
Food business is very important.
Oh, yeah.
They cannot wait because, you know, they have all the ingredients are going to go bad. You know, like everything is going to, like, it's chaos on a restaurant with the freezer doesn't work, right?
Or if you want the freshest shrimp from the coast.
Exactly. Yeah. Or if you need to transport your produce or whatever you may do. So they need to decide right on the time. So they go with him. They need the van. They need it tomorrow. And nothing has been done. And he says it takes a month to get the equipment in town. So he's going to order some. We're already doing the installation on one of the ProMasters. He's going to be here available for immediate delivery.
Wow.
And that has the capacity of freezing, which a lot of those things are just like an air conditioner.
It's a cooler. Yeah,
it's a cooler.
Yeah.
This thing freezes if you need to.
Wow.
And also, Chris, you know, we understand fuel is very expensive.
Yeah.
What happened if you leave it loaded? You're going to have to leave it running, right?
Yeah.
To keep the freezing on the box. Okay, this thing has a feature where you can plug the compressor to the power, to a power outsource, like a regular
110 outlet.
On the garage.
Oh, man.
So you turn on your vehicle, you get your extension cable, whatever the connection is, because it comes with the connection.
Yeah.
And you just plug it in the power, and it's going to keep running your system to keep the food frozen through the whole night.
Wow.
And you didn't waste no fuel.
No joke. So that's if the freezer unit at the restaurant is kind of full and that one load came in and they're waiting to offload product, they can just park it out back, lock it up, and just leave her plugged in.
Or what happened when the freezers at the physical freezer at the restaurant breaks?
Oh, yeah, you can use the truck as a backup.
You can just park the truck outside, plug it in the power, turn it off, and then you got your freezer right on the parking lot until you fix whatever is broken with yours, yeah. Right? So it's got a very good utility.
Very
it's a
flexible.
Very good application. Also, we're trying to get the container to carry warm items to keep them warm.
Oh.
So we're working on all that with the food industry. We have a lot of ideas. We find the right people to do what we want to do. So that's coming also. And that's, the refrigerator units.
And that's through Business Link, which is the commercial and fleet. And
in this, our bank, I'll mm-hmm. finance the whole equipment. We're going to have an invoice for the equipment and an invoice for the van. So mm-hmm. the bank knows the, all that equipment is installed on the particular vehicle and is going to do the application the customer wants.
Wow.
There's some people out there selling the trucks. It's not paying. We have the experience. We've done mm-hmm. it before. This is not our first rodeo. We got our commercial department going already for, I think, over 6 years.
Oh,
we
yeah.
were the first ones in town.
Yeah.
So now the competitors, they don't have the experience. They sold a customer a truck. I'm not going to mention any names. But the box can even be a refrigerator. You got to insulate the box. All
oh,
the
that's
people
right.
On the restaurant business know that. That box was not to get insulated.
Yeah.
And he had to go through a whole process of returning every truck he bought because mm-hmm. Thermo King won't install the equipment. It wasn't capable. It wasn't
keeping at the right temperature constantly.
So no insulation on the walls.
Yeah, so it's sitting there wearing out the equipment faster.
Yes. So the ProMaster CD, it's a vehicle that he has there that he knows he can insulate the walls.
Nice.
And he has the kit. He gets the kit for the insulation. He does the insulation. He does the installation. And we sell the whole van. And he has their warranty on the equipment and our warranty on the vehicle. So everything is covered.
Turnkey. Ready to rock.
Yeah, you can just come do the deal. Pick up the car that same day and go put it to make some money.
Yeah, go put it to work.
Yeah, man. So that's another one. And the last one I got for you, Chris.
What you got?
Okay. And Austin is excited about it. And I'm excited too. We're going to have the first Ram 1500 RHO. Have you heard about it?
All right. And what's an RHO?
It's a hurricane. Twin turbo, high output.
That's right. The big block V8s are going away, and now it's these turbo. It's an inline six, right?
It's a twin turbo inline six.
Yeah. So.
But picture this. It's a six cylinder, mm-hmm. twin turbo, right? And it's coming on the RHO. And the RHO has a little bit over 500 horsepower on a V6. It's a 510 horsepower.
Wow. And this is on the new Ram trucks because all the Hemis are going away and we're going to the Huracan. I know we have the 2-liter Huracan is in the Dodge Hornet. And
the 25 Ram?
Yeah, the 2500?
The 25 Ram. No, the 25 Ram 1500.
Oh, yeah, the 2025.
And the Wagoneer?
Yeah.
They're already putting on the Wagoneer as well.
Yeah, and we do have we did do a video on a 25 the other day.
Yes.
And it's nice.
It's nice. I mean, they did a great job with the grill and the lights. It looks different.
Yeah, they tweaked it a little bit, and I like it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the RHO is coming in, and MSRP starts about $79,000. It's mm-hmm. not like 105, 110 yeah. like a TRX. It's going to be more like 80, 85, 84. And it has the same body style as a TRX. The only difference, and that's it, that is the only difference, the engine.
So it's like the big 700 horsepower TRX, that the final edition. And I know there's probably less than a handful left in the group.
Yes. We have an orange one if somebody's interested.
I know. I saw it.
It's beautiful.
I know. And there's like virtually no options. Everything on it is standard because it's the final go. So
every option is included from factory.
So the new RHO is basically a TRX, but with that new Huracan.
Yeah, and there's like five colors only available.
Ooh.
Of course, you know, everybody gets mad at me. I'm a Raider fan, so I just order a silver and black.
I got you.
It looks beautiful.
And I'll tell you what, was it diamond black pearl coat? That's still a great color.
Yeah, they're going to have it the diamond black, silver, the orange.
Oh, like Go white Mango.
Yeah, the white one and the Hydro Blue, and they all come with the black decals.
Yeah, Hydro Blue, it and what's that other color that's on Jeep? It's Bikini Blue. Those are two. The Hydro Blue, it pops. I like it.
It's a nice color. It's a very bright blue.
Yeah, it's it. Yeah.
They can definitely see you coming and grabbing an RHO.
It's like, I have arrived.
Yeah.
So that's the RHO, because I've seen the new ones. They say, with the Huracan, says SST. And, of course, I think supersonic transport. So I'm like, yeah. No. So we got the RHO coming, and that's going to be here by June or July?
We're already taking sole orders. There's like three already in the system.
Oh, so they're ordered.
They will take the sole order. They will let me order it for inventory because they're not available for inventory yet. Mm-hmm. But if some of our beautiful customers or a Dodge Ram enthusiastics wants to be the first one, they can come in. And we do a sole order. They can leave a deposit for it. It's $2,000. We'll order it for them. And when the truck comes in, it's their truck. There's no markups. There is nothing.
Got their name on the window sticker and everything.
Yes, that's a very great piece of memorabilia. That's what I like to try to. If you want to get a car, Chris, I would love to order it for you. So the experience. When you come in, your car has your name on it. You can put away your window sticker. If you're going to keep it for a long time, it's memorabilia. You order the car. It came the way you want it, and it's got your name on it on the window sticker. How cool is that?
When you were at the Edinburgh store, I remember there was a Grand Wagoneer.
We did it a ton of times to customers.
I knew when I saw the name on the window sticker, I said, oh, I gotta talk to them. And I did, and the owner of the business, he and his wife, you know, they're business partners, and I said, is this yours? He goes, oh, no, I got that from my missus. So I was doing an event, and she called up to make sure that I was going to be there, and she goes, hey, I said, how do you like your Grand Wagoneer? I said, how's that Huracan engine? She goes, oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. And I said, is it different from a V8? She goes, I can't really tell. But she goes, the vehicle, I use it for, you know, the kids. It is my mobile office. And she absolutely loved it. And
it improved the gas mileage a ton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I thought it was like a turbo V6, but it's in turbo inline six. So, yeah, that low-end torque. I remember back in the day, straight sixes, that's where the torque was at, yeah.
That's what the Cummings is.
I know. I still sing the praises of the old 5.9, you know, the 5.9 liter. But, yeah, so we got that going on.
Man, we're old. We're talking about the 5.9 Cummings. We're freaking old.
I know. And like I told Jeff, I still say Dodge Ram just because old school.
The other day I said, hey, who got to sell neons? And they'll look at me like super weird. All the salesmen, they're like 25, 28 years old. They're like, what is that?
Yeah.
They don't know what a Plymouth race is.
Yeah.
That's sad.
And just saying the word Plymouth, because when people say Plymouth, I'm thinking Roadrunner. You know, Duster, you know, the old muscle cars and stuff.
The old muscle cars.
Yeah. And, man, I'll tell you what, speaking of muscle cars, this is the 30th of April. Tomorrow is May 1st.
Oh, yes, Grace.
And you requested a video. I just did. And, of course, 2023 was the last call. This is the last time that the big V8s were going to be in a Dodge muscle car. So we... The 345 cubic inch Hemi, the 392s are going away. I recently got to, as a loaner vehicle, I was handed the keys to a 392 Scat Pack Jailbreak wide body Challenger. So I got to live my dreams of Kowalski. If those of you familiar with the movie Vanishing Point, I got to live that for a little under 18 hours. But you've got something going on here. I'm gonna let you lift the veil. What do we got going
okay.
on?
Okay, we've been cooking these for quite a while. You know, we have a big promotion going on with Chrysler, and we just nailed it, right? So, right now, selected inventory, and I say it twice, selected inventory is gonna obtain up to $11,000 of discounts. Okay, so that's particularly on Charger and Challengers, precisely what you were saying, the last call, right? Those vehicles, you don't even know how many investors buy those vehicles. They just want to hold them, you know, for a
couple
of years.
They're already ending up as classics at car shows.
Yeah. And if you have a couple of $100,000, it's a good investment, you know. Like, it's a car that is going to be classic no matter what, and it's going to be something that is going to be rare. There's going to be a more gasoline engine, so
yeah.
It's going to be weird somebody to still have one, you know. Not right now, but in 5 years, it's going to be like kind of more of the abnormality, somebody driving a gas car. So they're going to become collector's items.
Oh.
And those things are going to be worth a ton of money.
There's some guy online who had this harebrained idea, and it's not even harebrained. I'm pleasantly surprised and shocked. He did a 68 or 69 B-body Plymouth Roadrunner, took the body and put it on a Scat Pack Challenger. So it looks old school on the outside, and it's got 700 horse under the hood. And so if somebody wants to snag up one of these things worth $11,000 off and do that kind of conversion, it's in that.
Ooh. Well, and you know, talking about that, we also about to start getting also starting to order the new Charger and Challenger, which is the new body style. Everybody's asking about them.
But these have to go away first. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how long is that program going to go on for?
Okay. The ones that we have is going to be to the end of the month.
Okay.
Or you know, like, it's going to be until all the select models are gone.
Yep. 31 days in May, folks.
So we want to start early. I know today is the last day of the month, but we're ready. Like, that's what we do. We get ready for next month. So we're going to start jumping on next month. And exciting, man. There's a lot of things we're doing in Weslaco. A couple of the events I want to mention, if you allow me.
Go for it.
We went to an event. We're getting involved with the Chamber of Commerce. We want to show our presence in Weslaco. Our people in Weslaco is crucial. It's very important for us. It's always been. Mercedes, Donna, Ed Couch.
Yeah, Mid Valley's been home base for Payne.
Yes, and we want to make sure that everybody in town knows I'm here, you know, and I'm from Weslaco.
Yeah, you're a hometown boy.
Yeah, I've been here for 22 years. It's my house now, and I always get excited when people from the area comes and buys cars from us. I'm always want to say hi to him and thank him, and you know, let them know how important they are for our operation, and they can come in here and get service parts, you know, buy a new vehicle, buy products, you know, like sometimes we help people, like, you know, we've been buying food for the local restaurants. Hey, we want to promote Weslaco as well. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the reasons we went to the Chamber of Commerce, because we want to get more involved. We want the business owners in Weslaco to know who we are. They know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
But to have a contact person, hey, I need to do this, and they have somebody from town they can come in, and you know, that is familiar, that they can just call, which is me. So we're doing a lot of promotions. We went to the Chamber of Commerce. We have an event next week with the school district as well, with Weslaco ISD. We're having another event with the local gym here in Mercedes, Top Gym. They're having a powerlifting competition and all that.
Oh, man.
We're going to be there. It's a state competition. So everybody from college, high school is going to be here.
And scouts are going to be there looking at. Yeah.
Yes. And it's going to be a big event. They expecting over 200 participants. They got all the equipment for powerlifting. Actually, high school teams train over there, because not all the high schools have all the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy is so nice enough to let him come and use their equipment. So La Feria goes over there, Mercedes goes over there. I think La Villa goes over there as well.
Oh, okay.
And some of the kiddos from Ed Couch. So he's doing something good as well. So I think Payne is like, he promotes what he wants to promote, which is our youth and sports and being healthy and, you know, practicing sports, staying away from drugs and, you know, so that's something that we praise too. So we kind of identify with that, and it's for the youth. So our future customers, man.
Yeah. I mean, because yes, people need to buy automobiles. I understand that. But also people in the car industry would like to eat too.
Well, that
and take
too,
care
but,
of ourselves.
But in general, like when we take care of our customers, we take care of ourselves. And a lot of people don't understand that part. Customers are crucial. They're so important. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you're honest and you know, you work with ethics, you know, and you don't lie, customers respect you. They understand you're doing your job and you're not just trying to put them on a car. But that is the picture. That is what we want to do. It's not the picture. That's what we're actually doing.
Mm-hmm.
We're being very informative. You know, we're trying to talk to every customer. We want to make sure that everybody comes in here, feels comfortable. Not only the customer, the employees as well.
Yeah.
Because they need to have a place and they need to know what they need to be doing in order for us to be satisfied, right? So the customers need to be satisfied. The salesman needs to do a good job. He needs also to take pride in what he does. My managers take pride in what they do. You know, like we serve the community. And with that being said, I'm not going to say anything else, Chris, because you know I am. I get very excited. So the community right now is the most important thing to us. And you know, I know that the city of Weslaco is eager. He has all these events, and they need a contact. They need to get closer to the community. We do. Mm-hmm. We do as well. And the mayor is a great person. You know, the mayor has been assisting us, and he wants the involvement of everybody. We want to create community, and we believe that this is a good way of doing it.
Yeah, and I've been to a recent chamber event. It was great seeing other business owners out there and involved. I mean, also with our municipality, with the you know ambulances, police cars, all that kind of stuff.
And you know, we provide those vehicles too. Like we just deliver an ambulance mm-hmm. to the fire department, and we did the whole work. We got the cabin chassis. We send the vehicle to be made an ambulance. Mm-hmm. We got all the specs they needed. We got it built exactly the way they wanted. We brought it back and we deliver it to them, and they were so happy, and they didn't have to go look for a company in Dallas that takes care of all that for them, long distance. They never see the guy face to face. They don't know how much they're going to charge him. They're trying to figure it out, trying to get a quote. They come with us. We take care of everything, and we just deliver the final product already with everything on. So that was pretty cool for them. They appreciate that. We make it simple for them, so that's how we earn their business.
That's awesome.
And we will continue because, you know, community is everything for us right now.
I know. And it's a Tuesday and you're excited. I tell you what.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a Tuesday. It doesn't matter what day it is, man. We need to be thankful every day. You got a grasp of air. You open your eyes. You got to thank the Lord.
That's right.
And do what is best because he already grants you another day. So don't go out there and do whatever you want. Do something productive. Do something for your family that matters.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen to that.
I know.
I don't want to start preaching. Listen up this thing already.
Well, look, we went through this. We did a previous podcast, and I had a technical difficulty, but I'm glad I caught you here in between some things. I know you got to get back to it, but we discussed music.
Between a refrigerator and a box of papers because we're moving things around.
I know. It's like usually everybody wants the big cheese wants a big office, and Tony is a humble man. He's back here in a back corner just so he can have a little bit of space, and then that way he can do what he needs to do behind the desk and then be out amongst everybody on the floor.
Yes, sir.
So yeah, when you do come to what we call EPM here, Ed Payne Motors, guess what? Yes, Tony is accessible. So look for the guy with a big smile and you'll find him. And speaking of smiles, like this morning, and I know you just happy belated birthday, of course.
Thank you.
The big 5-0, half a century. Man, I tell you what, that's with a slow blink, he's like, yeah, sorry.
And half of my life in the car business, oh my God.
But the thing is, I can see you take very good care of yourself.
Thank you.
And you've been working out whatnot. I know I gotta put the fork down, and I gotta pick up some weights and get moving.
Yeah.
But
wake up early from the table.
Yeah, like I said, I gotta put the fork down. I gotta push away the food. I will say this: so this morning when you're doing your workout, what music were you listening to? Like, what gets you going?
You can't laugh.
No, go for it. No.
I like to listen to maybe 80s, 90s rock.
Nice.
Like Aerosmith or Bon Jovi you know what? Bon Jovi is my favorite.
That great band.
Yeah.
Richie Sambora, a great guitar player. I mean, I remember when I first heard Living on a Prayer.
Yeah.
And I was 11 years old. And that was fresh on the radio at that time. And I went, wow, it's okay, that's new. And I'd never really heard music like that, but I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I like Bad Medicine. It's a big jam. It's a very nice jam. I like it.
Oh, Bad Medicine.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So that's what gets you in the mood there. And growing up, what were you listening to when you were growing up? Like, what takes you back?
Oh, man. I'm a lover of, who would I say? Oh, he just passed away.
Oh, no.
It's a... Oh, my God. I can remember his name. And he's a soul guy.
Like when you were growing up and, you know, your parents. What did your parents listen to when you were a kid? Like that music that was in the house?
My dad was a lot of, trio music, you know, with the guitars, very Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
He loved that music mm-hmm. and very strong performers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like Frank Sinatra, but in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
So he played those ballad things, love songs to my mom all the time. So that's what their thing.
The crooners. Like, yeah. Yeah, I got you. I got you. Cool.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure it out who is the song.
What song, like, what's your favorite song to sing to your bride to let her know how much you love her?
Can't Get Enough of Your Baby.
Oh. And you sing that to your wife?
No.
Oh, what song do you sing to your wife?
No, I don't know. I don't sing songs to my wife. I just play it for her.
Like, oh, come on now.
Like, hey, look, I got this song. I like it. I play for her.
Oh.
Well, that's all it is.
Well, sing for her sometime. She'll love that.
I'll try. Okay. That's the only thing. I'm not a very good singer.
Oh, talented man. Everybody can sing.
Yeah. With a few beers.
Okay. I got you. You can hear in the background here, it's never a dull moment. Even, yeah. Like I said, Tony's not even in a big office. He's like right next to the copy machine.
Yeah. It's okay.
The common man.
They need to see me.
That's right. So that's what you. So you don't sing to your lovely bride. Mm-mm. Oh well. If I was to play a song here, of course I do that here for Pain Auto Talk here on our podcast. What is something you'd like to hear me do?
Oh, maybe something from Journey.
Journey.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's something I'll sing to her.
Oh. Like a lovey-dovey song?
Real Speedwagon, you know.
Wow, I saw REO in concert. That was a really cool.
Yeah, that's my thing, man. I mean, I like those old rock songs.
Yeah.
And, that's what I pretty much played to her. Like, oh, look, this song is pretty old, but, you know, I like it. You know, it talks about this and that. And then I play it, and she's like, oh, that's a beautiful. Oh, every time she says it's a beautiful song, so I know I'm doing a good job.
Well, cool. Well, something 80s or 90s rock. I think I can do that.
Yeah. Look, you can do
a ballad. A ballad you can sit there and put on for your missus and then dance in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Dance in the living room.
Something like that. Look, I like Guns N' Roses. Yeah, we dance. Like, we dance a lot, man. Like, we actually like to dance, but.
It's a great workout.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, like, I like Air Supply as well. You know, I'm a lover, bro, you know.
So, Cupid's Arrow, man.
Yeah. You know, The Outfield is one of my favorite bands.
That band is so underrated.
Yes.
So, I love that. I love The Outfield.
They're so humble. I like their music. They're so humble. Like, you know, like, they didn't tweak it a lot. They got the beat they want. They sound the way they want to sound. And that's important. And I like it. And it's been for years.
I know. It's, The Outfield. Now I'm going to be listening to that on the way home.
All right.
But I'll definitely get some 80s and 90s rock out for you.
Thank you, Chris.
Right now. Well, Tony, you talked about the 1980s with rock and roll and pop rock and all that. And you mentioned a band. It's one of my favorites. And that is The Outfield. So away we go with this musical tribute to them.
You got me all screwed up, so much I can't turn round. And I've been running about with some funny girl. I'm not so tough, but if you let me down, I'll tell you. I'd give you just one day to explain. I'd like to know if there's somebody else in this game. Say it isn't so. Tell me I'm the only one. Say it isn't so. Without you I can't go on. How is I to know? If you keep me guessing, I don't understand. I can't sleep at night. I keep on dreaming you're gone. I'm staring into a space that was filled by your face in the day. A face in the crowd. I'm sure I saw you just a moment ago. There must be something you don't want me to know. Say it isn't so. You got the magic touch. Say it isn't so. The one that I need so much. How was I to know? If you keep guessing I don't understand. There's something wrong, suspicious, getting stronger. Don't know if I can stand this pain much longer. You play around, but I see right through you. Lonely on the streets when it's just 1 a.m. See a lot of pretty girls passing by. I'm walking in the midnight sun once again. And now I know why love is so blind. 'Cause when you're out of my sight, I'm out of your mind. Say it isn't so, tell me I'm the only one. Say it isn't so, without you I can't go. How is I to know, if you keep me guessing, I don't understand. Say it isn't so, you've got that magic touch. Say it isn't so, the one that I need so much. Say it isn't so, tell me I'm the only one. Say it isn't so, without you I can't go on. Say it isn't so. 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 Say it isn't so.
Alrighty, that brings us up to another end of Pain Auto Talk. Finally here on take two, got Mr. Tony Flores, general manager of Ed Payne Chrysler Dodge Jeep in beautiful West Laco, Texas. He's got to get back to the grind. There's people out there waiting to talk to him. And we want to thank you all in the community for dropping by. But you know what? This is your chance to sign off. What you got, Tony? In closing, what do you got?
I just want to close with what we always say here at Payne.
We have what you want.
Lo que tú quieres. Regardless.
That's right. Alrighty. Once again, I'm Chris Marshall of the Payne Street Team. Been here with Mr. Tony Flores of Ed Payne Chrysler Dodge Jeep in West Laco, Texas. This has been another edition of Payne Auto Talk. And we'll get you back on the podcast here at a later time when those new 25s start rolling in.
Yes, come and see me. I'm excited to show you.
Alrighty. Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. I'm Chris Marshall of the Payne Street Team, brought to you by PayneAutoGroup.com. And this has been Payne Auto Talk. Talk, and we are gone.